Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar today convened a meeting with Principal Chief Conservator of Forest, P. Subramaniam, Commissioner Planning Ankur Garg, Secretary Horticulture Koj Rinya, and key stakeholders to review the presentation on the draft Arunachal Pradesh Orchid Mission. The meeting deliberated on strategies for effective implementation, resource mobilization, and fostering collaboration to ensure the successful execution of the mission. The CS, in a social media post, informed that the initiative seeks to position Arunachal Pradesh as the orchid capital of the world by promoting the commercial cultivation of orchids across the state. India's first 50-kilowatt geothermal power plant utilizing fully indigenously developed technology will be established in Tawang district. The 50 kW geothermal power plant will tap into Earth's internal energy to produce electricity in a low temperature of 68 degrees Celsius. Geoscientist, Arunachal Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, Rupankar Rajkhoa, made the announcement yesterday. Rajkhoa added that the project is expected to be completed in 3 years. Minister of Agriculture Gabriel D. Wangsu yesterday chaired the 33rd Annual General Meeting of Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board. The meeting deliberated on reshaping the state's agri-marketing ecosystem with emphasis on market-driven production advisory, strengthening market intelligence and surveys, scaling up business volumes and comprehensive marketing roadmap. A 4-day awareness program on solid waste management and the ban on single-use plastic carry bags commenced at the Old Market Community Hall, Tawang, this afternoon. Organized by the Department of Urban Affairs and District Administration, Tawang, in collaboration with the Market Welfare Committees, Women's Welfare Association, and the Clean Tawang Task Force Committee, the initiative aims to build a cleaner and greener Tawang. The Kamle Police conducted a drug awareness program at BKV School Kamle today. The program highlighted the harms of drug abuse with real-life case stories, urging youth to say no to drugs and yes to life. The family members of late Karan Gwala, who was drowned in Sirki Waterfall, East Siang, have extended their gratitude to the Superintendent of Police, OC, local MLA and the Indian Army for their prompt action. The members have also appreciated all the individuals and agencies for their extended support. In badminton, PV Sindhu opened her China Open Super 1000 campaign with a hard-fought win over Japan's Tomoka Miyazaki, while fellow Indians Unnati Hooda and the men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty also advanced with strong performances at Changzhou, China today. The Asian Games champions will next face the 8-seeded Indonesian duo of Leo Roli Karnando and Bagas Maulana. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today introduced the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Introducing the bill, Mr. Mandavia said that the bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. Mr. Mandavia also introduced the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 in the lower house. The bill seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. The process commenced after the Minister of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. On Monday, Jagdeep Dhankar resigned from his post citing health issues. Both houses have been adjourned till tomorrow after continuous slogans were being raised by opposition members over Bihar's special intensive revision exercise and Operation Sindoor on the third day of the Parliament Monsoon Session 2025. The opposition's protest demanding discussions on Pahalgam and Operation Sindoor have led to the adjournment of both houses. Meanwhile, a detailed discussion on Operation Sindoor has been scheduled in the Rajya Sabha on July 26th with 16 hours allotted for the debate. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.